Hi guys, it's your girl Quinn Fab, and you know what? Things will come back to bite you in the ass. Things will come back to bite you in the ass. Now let me tell you why I said that. So y'all remember in season one, because this is now season three, I'm out there in Arizona talking about COVID. You know, I have the whole COVID killer episode, right? About how COVID was just ruining my trip in Arizona while I was trying to be fabulous during this 2020 frenzy, right? Here my ass is 2 weeks later, still recovering from having COVID-19. Now, no, I did not go and get tested, but the chick that I was hanging out with, who I did not know was sick until I hit her up to see if she was taking her kids trick-or-treating this weekend. I hit her up on Monday or Tuesday because I was like debating on going to Vegas just to entertain my head since I had been sitting at home so long. You know what I'm saying? I was just entertaining a thought because it was one of my homies' birthday, and they were going out to Vegas, and I was invited. And so I was just entertaining the thought, like I said. And I just hit her up because I was going to see if she could watch my dog. And she's like, I know, I've been sick. I went and got tested for COVID. And I'm like, send her all these emoji faces like, WTF, you've been sick. I've been sick. Like, I cannot smell anything. Well, it's coming back. And I could not taste anything, which is, that's also coming back. I'm hungry as crap right now. And so let me tell you, just in case you've had these symptoms or you, eventually get them, because the way the world is working, everyone is eventually going to get it. This is what happened. So apparently, we got this out in Addison. I now am going to say Stir because it's the only place that we were like congested with a lot of people who weren't wearing masks that I have been around since this has started, right? So we go out that night, which is also funny because my key to my car ended up falling in the sewer. My key fell in the sewer, and not to make this podcast about that, but I'm just gonna dive into it since I've already said it. Yes, my key fell in the sewer. I have footage of me trying to go down the sewer, but my head was too big to fit in there to retrieve my car key because, hello, I had to get home. I just didn't know what else to do. So my friends, they're laughing. The rental cops are doing absolutely nothing. Didn't even come up with any ideas, you know, just useless. This couple walks by and the girl is like pointing and I'm like, great. They think I'm drunk and we just got here. I'm like, I'm not even drunk yet. We haven't had a drink. And I'm like, oh my God, Kwanda, she needs to stop pointing at me. I'm not drunk. And they walk by. Well, 5 minutes later, they walk back by. So I'm like, okay, I guess they had to be parked near and still watching. And they come over and they're like, hey, is everything okay? And my friend's like, no, she dropped her key down there, blah, 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 blah. And the girl like gets down on her knees. She's like looking down the drain with me. And like, we're like trying to come up with a plan to get my key and, you know, find someone skinny. And her guy friend opens the sewer, just opens, just like pulls the top off. Like it was nobody's business. Came with a cape and everything, pulls the thing off and hops down there. And he's like, hey, I need a flashlight. My flashlight was already on because, like I was saying, I'm trying to fit down there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? So I like give him some light and he like hands me my key and hops back out the sewer. Like, cue the background music. Da, Like, I don't even know. Where'd he come from? Long story short, Guy is like a part of a group. It's really cool. He's a part of a group on Instagram. I want you to follow them. It's called At The Watchmen. Like the show on Netflix, Watchmen. Like, there are a group of black civilians saving the world. Because he saved my life. I'm like worried about rats, roaches, squirrels. I'm like, girl, I cannot go down here in this sewer even if I could fit. I would have a freaking panic attack. Like, just the anxiety thinking about all of that stuff that could be down there. Spiders, it's creeping me out. And this guy did not know me from an upstairs neighbor, okay? He just went down there and saved his life. I'm like, oh my God, let me cash app you. Please let me cash app you so y'all can continue with y'all night. You know, I've already took time out of it. No, he was just a great guy. 24, and I appreciate you if you ever listen to this. Again, you guys were awesome for even coming back to check on me. Thanks so much. So also, with that being said, you guys might want to get tested for COVID too, because you were standing in that same line, even though you did not go in the club with us. Y'all were there. Mask-free, let me say that too. So yeah, here I am out in Addison, mask-free. Like, this virus doesn't exist, you know. Well, a hard head make a soft ass. I get these, like, I'm just, like, feeling, you know, like, I'm feeling good. Like, we go out, we have our party, things were great, and then Wednesday come along, I'm, like, I'm out of breath, or I have a shortness of breath. Like, I can hear myself breathing out my mouth, and I'm, like, what? That's crazy. Like, let me pay attention to my body, what's going on. And then this is why, like, I'm while I'm walking my dog. And then I come in the house and, you know, I sit on the couch and I'm like not feeling good at all at this point. I'm like, let me go take a shower because it kind of feel like when I take a 30 mg of Adderall, it's like it's so potent to me that it like knocks me off my feet and I need to sit down. I feel like when I first took it, so I actually only stick to 20 if I do take an Adderall, and like it kind of gives you like this, like I want to describe it like my head gets really foggy and like the drug is trying to set in my body, right? So that's what I felt like, and I'm like, damn, like dang, like I did take an Adderall, I wanted to get some work done, but that's not what I'm feeling at all. This is like an icky, heavy feeling, and it's taking over my whole body. So I hop in the shower and I can't explain how this took over my body. Like I couldn't even stand any longer in the shower because it was starting to hurt. So I started to run bath water, and I sat in the tub for so long. Oh my God, if I say 3 hours, if I say 3 hours, that's crazy. But I sat in there a long time, and I just kept changing the temperature of the water from hot to cold because I was hot, I was cold, and I was sweating, and it was like a lot. That was the next 3 days in bed. Like I was just with the chills, sweating. I probably did have a fever because at some point I had to like remove the my cover completely. And for the next 3 days, I just went through it, practicing breathing exercises. My mom brought me medicine and soup. And then before I knew it, Saturday came and I was finally able to get out of the bed and I tried to take my dog for a full walk how we normally do, but I couldn't. I go outside, I get, again, shortness of breath, lightheaded, very woozy, just really just things like I've never felt before. Like my body just felt like really, really bad. And also I have been like going hard in the gym. So my legs were like, yeah, my body was shitting on me. and yes, I've like been taking Theraflu. Ugh, I've been taking, what is this? Alka-Seltzer. I've been doing the PM, the night, nighttime and daytime, liquid gels. Also, I have some cough syrup, nighttime and daytime. You all, I have really been in here, like, trying to get life back. Vitamin D, for sure. Drinking lots of orange juice. And then just eating fruit. Fruits have been my savior, actually. Again, I can't taste anything, so I hadn't been in the mood to eat anything. I couldn't smell anything, so it's just been all such a weird experience for me, losing two of my senses. And you know, it's kind of like, dang, stuff you take for granted. So I just want you guys to, like, be careful. COVID is going around. It's super serious. And it just makes me regret that first podcast that I made in season one, because I am a victim now. And it's sad, actually. And then when I think about, like, just that one time payment of the $1,200 and people losing their jobs and, like, imagine if I was going to work, like, clock in and I caught COVID. Like, I completely understand, like, people can't afford to be at home for 14 days and still have bills and not getting or making any type of money and having income. And to say that that Trump's like, ha ha ha, COVID plan backed off to, like, the elections, it's so spiteful. It's so spiteful. Like, what? Like, I'm just really thankful every day, actually, looking at it, because here I am, like, oh, I'm bored, I want to go here, and I feel like I'm, you know, I'm getting dumber by the day, because I'm not educating myself, which I did change that. I have books that I've been reading. I went and checked out 5, and I'll talk and tell you the names of those and, you know, my experience with reading those in a later podcast section. But I just want y'all to wear your mask, have disinfectant spray, sanitizer, and gloves even. Like, it's really serious. It's only getting worser. And honestly, people are just out here with it, thinking it's a joke, or not thinking it's a joke. Like I said, they can't afford to be at home, you know, doing the essential things in life, the necessary things, like going to work. And people are out there spreading COVID, unfortunately. So do all that you can to protect yourself and others, because it's not a joke. And just because you haven't caught it now, don't mean that you will not catch it. I made that podcast, 2 months ago, probably, if then. And like I said, I've been at home going on 2 weeks now with COVID. So y'all protect yourself. Yes, flu season, so you might think it's the flu and might want to sugarcoat it and downplay it as a flu, but no, it's COVID-13. I had all of those symptoms. Check. They did not make that up. And again, it's scary. And I don't want to say life or death is scary, because, you know, people are out there dying, especially if you do not do breathing exercises and practice your breathing. That's one thing my friend did say that that was going on with her. She said she couldn't breathe, like she was having a very hard time breathing. And I'm a smoker, so I'm like, I don't know. I'll be acting like I don't listen to my mom, but I listened to her. She said practice breathing next time. I was like, okay. I have been. I still do. And I'm just trying to shake back. So y'all protect yourself. All right. It's your girl, Quinn Fav. I'm checking out. I haven't got any new followers, so I'm thinking that my followers are the ones that are listening to me. But again, I'm Quinn Fav. U-List on Instagram with 2 S's at the end. You can find me on Spotify
I talk back after I listen, or you can put in Quinn Fab on Facebook. But I'm really iffy. No, I'm not. I just really don't accept people as my friend on Facebook that I don't know. Sorry. So, yeah. Thanks. Later.